Welcome back to the lighter side of everything. Here we reside in your mind and in your ear holes. Trying to add to the song. So, right off the top, let's plug our new source to get our podcast. That would be Blogger. That would be thelightcomedy.blogspot.com.ca. It takes you to the same one, I found out. Well, I think it should. That's for me anyway. And of course, the other ones, the traditional. Let's go with my, arguably my favorite. I don't want to say favorite, but arguably my favorite. That would be thelightcomedy.wordpress.com. And the social media would be Facebook, Twitter, Gmail, and those are all The Light Comedy. And then there is the lighter side of everything. What side is that? That would be FeedBurner, iTunes, and Stitcher. All right, so if you haven't picked it up, my voice is a little hoarse, and I just had an hour-long discussion with someone, so it's even more hoarse now. The good news is the nose has stopped running. But I had to podcast for all of you. But it got me thinking about what the topic should be. And I was thinking, oh, I got to do a short one. A short one, but a good one. And this one's going to have very, very many provocative ideas. I was going to say very many, and then it came out very. And I just decided to go with the accent. I don't know if it worked or not. But shorty but a goodie made me think about it. And what's the shorty but a goodie of life? Now, I'm recovering from being sick and that. And so obviously we think of things that are negative to us as like short but good. Like, and we don't, you know, I might not refer to it as a good sickness, but good in the way that it's short. But obviously being sick and all that and having to, you know, I don't know, go to court and trying to take things that could be short or long. But what are the times that are good things, and they're better when they're short? Now, you know, you could say that, like, well, too much of anything is a bad thing sort of thing, and I'll give you that with my weird sounds. But no, what I'm talking about is, like, what's things that every single time, like, you don't want more of, and you know that that's the best. Like a visit from a friend, like, say a really fun friend, but maybe they don't really have their life together or something. I don't know. Like that's one thing. You know, you have a lot of fun and, you know, you go out, you drink, you party, maybe you do that, but you know that it's good. It's good at what it is sort of thing. And because we all know those times that you go out and you do it too much, you end up having a bender, or you see those people, like they visit and it was good for the first little bit, but then people fall into their old habits and whatnot. And it's good. You really want to see someone, but yeah, maybe only want, you know, a short amount of time, whatever short is to you. I feel like that should be an advertising for some sort of shorts company. Whatever short is to you. Copyrighted. I stole that. No stealing that from me is what I mean. One thing I do that I do not like that is short is my phone battery. Oh boy. It's like, you can have the best phone in the world. And, you know, I'm not saying I do, but I really do like my phone, except for the fact that I went and had this hour-long conversation, looked up a few things on my phone on the internet, and I'm down to 65% battery. Also, my phone doesn't work after 40, when it gets below 40%. I don't know what that is about, but, yep. Anyways, stuff that's good. I'm gonna go with food. Like, that's the next topic. And you might be thinking, you have done several episodes about food. How can you say short? Well, I'm going to tell you about my mom's cheesecake. Oh, boy. I went back home for a visit, and my mom's like, do you want this other cheesecake? And I was like, why, certainly. And my mom's cheesecake is awesome. Very thick, usually taller than most cheesecakes. But you can only have a short amount because you convince yourself that you want more, but you're like, nope, this is the perfect amount, and it lingers. Otherwise, you just start to feel like, oh, man, I feel like I just gained 100 pounds from only eating a 2x2 square inch thing. But, you know, that's food, right? And sometimes, like, I remember in high school, we used to get, we had these deals, like, our high school, our sports team was the Drillers. Yep, that's right. We were the Oil Field Drillers. I think I mentioned that in high school episode, but for those of you who didn't know, hey, that was my high school. And yeah, like we had these athletes cards that if you showed your card when you went to the subway, you got a 6-inch with every foot long. And so, yeah. So I remember I got in an argument once with them because I bought 2 footlongs and I wanted a footlong free. And they're like, no, you get 2 6-inches. And I was like, okay. And I was like, they're like, they can't be the same. And I was like, that's not a rule. But point is that I used to eat 18 inches of sub and not even thinking about it. We all did. But then the thing was that like when I got older, I can't even imagine doing that now. Like a foot long, like that's pretty filling in that. And I never really thought about it either. Like, sometimes why people just got 6 inches. Like, but sometimes like you just want a 6-inch. Like it's in that mid afternoon, maybe between, you know, it's that lupper meal or, you know, I'm going to say, let's see, that'd be lupper or be linner. Linner? I don't know. I think you always go with the first part of the contraction. Make it shorter. See, shorty but a goodie. But yeah, like that's the one it's good. It's exactly what you want. And you know, then there's other things in life. Like I can think about like vehicles. Like I want a truck. I used to have a truck. I have a car now. But the thing is that sometimes you think to yourself like, how obviously everyone's like, well, you want a truck and we want to haul stuff and do stuff with it. But I have a parkade. So in that case, maybe shorter is better because I see the struggle people have. The struggle is real. People have trying to fit these huge trucks into these like parkades with pillars and have to contract their windows. And it's just so darn confusing. But yeah, like these are the things in life. These are objects. And the first one, I guess I mentioned was an amount of time, but another one that comes to mind as far as like not a material thing is a workout. I've talked a lot about fitness on that. So, you know, I had this meeting today. So this morning I woke up and I went for a workout. And you might be saying, well, I thought you were sick. No, that's, you know, if you look it up, if you do the neck test, as the internet says, and yes, I Googled it to explain my rationale to someone else. But if it's in your head and you just have a head cold, then you're fine. But if it's in your chest, like, yeah, then you might want to go home because you might hurt yourself. But yeah, I was just having a little bit of runny nose and so that. And like I said, I'm recovering now, but, you know, the problem with taking these pills is that they dry out and then dry your throat out as well. I just went and had a row. I don't remember. I think I did like 3 or 4 sets of 2,000 meters. So, you know, I think either 6 or 8,000 meters. And I just like did them, you know, as steady, fast pace. But it was good. It was good. I just felt good leaving. You know, I wasn't super exhausted. But that's these people. Like, I know this girl that I talked to, and she's like, yeah, I'm going to the gym. And I was like, okay, so yeah, just let me know when you're done. Yeah, but you'll be asleep by then. Like, it's 4 in the morning. No, it's 4 in the afternoon. And she'll be like, yeah, I'm going to be there till 9. And I go, you know, I'm not even going to ask why. Sometimes in life, it's better not to ask why. I feel like I should do a whole episode about that. But the reason I say I don't ask why. I was like, you don't want to open that can of worms. And then you're like, you know, it'll start an argument. And you're like, nope, I'm just going to let sleeping dogs lie. And in this case, this dog is lying a lot longer than most people should. That's my recommendation. But yeah, you go and like you get it in, you get it out sort of thing. That being said, if you're there for several hours and you're talking to other people and you do the same amount of work, well, you know, while not super efficient, I guess it's the same result as if you do the same work that I do in, I don't know, an hour. Like, I've heard people say that you shouldn't be at the gym for more than an hour. That's pushing it depending on what you want to do. Like, you want to warm up and do all like fitness and that. That's pushing it. But I can understand they probably mean actually working out. But hey, what do I know? I'm just here to talk about the short times, not the workout times. And I hope this was a good episode. I'm going to wrap it up real quick here. Just one more short story for you. I don't know why I went Southern all of a sudden. Maybe I was thinking short, Southern, Schrothern. Just combined a new word. A short Southern gentleman is a shrother. The one that I think of are short days. What I mean by that is that when you have things to do, and I never really thought about this benefit, and I think this is the ultimate lighter side of everything. And wow, he just quoted the title of the podcast. I like having stuff to do. And so what I mean by a short day is when you have your free time. Now, I'm not saying you want to be booked up, but if you have nothing to do all Saturday, do you really feel rewarded? Like, yeah, we all like having those days where like you sit and all you do is watch Netflix or movie or whatever, just do nothing, go to a bar and do nothing. But if you have stuff to do and then it just makes the day shorter, it's, you feel accomplished. So you get that accomplished feeling, but not too constricted by your life that, you know, you don't have other things, time to do whatever you want to do, which in a lot of cases is just nothing. Like I said, I wake up, I drink tea on the weekends, I read my book. I'm a classic British gentleman. And, you know, maybe I go to the gym before I go to rugby, meet up with friends, whatever. But the time that I have to just do whatever I want to do is the morning. And that's okay. Because I think if I had an entire day, I get the feeling like maybe I should be doing something. Maybe I should be podcasting for all of you. But I wonder if you feel that way. I like to have that balance. Accomplishment, but free time. Thanks for listening to the Shorty But Goody. I'm going to wrap it up here because, like I said, this is strained in my voice and I need to take some more drugs. Thanks for listening and spread the word. Until next time, this has been The Lighter Side of Everything. Bye-bye.